Radio Adventure Theater. I'm Tom Bosley. Welcome to the magic world of radio, a world that the young in heart can always enter easily. We might call it a terra incognita, this other world, an unknown land, because after all, what is adventure but a voyage into the unknown? Now, mind you, on the surface, it may look a good deal like our own world, but it's no place for the faint of heart, for around every corner may lurk dangers we never dream of. Our adventure story, The Eyes of Vishnu, was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by James Lawrence and stars Jack Grimes. I'll be back shortly. Welcome.
Frankenberry.
World-famous detectives, from Sherlock Holmes and Hercule Poirot to Charlie Chan and Ellery Queen. How many problems they've analyzed, how many clues they've pounced on. Yes, their great adventures have always captured our imagination and teased us with their riddles to be solved. Well, here's an adventure in that same riddling tradition to challenge your little gray cells. Maybe even give you a few goosebumps in the process.
Oh, hi, Isham. How's the teenage detective?
Oh, not you again.
What's the matter? You're not open to the public?
Not to snoopy little chicks like you, Wendy.
That sign on your garage door says walk in.
It also says Hawkeye Detective Agency. I'm busy.
Doing what? Reading?
If you'll notice the title of this book, it's called Criminal Investigation. I'm studying up on my investigative skills, that's what.
Isham Hawk, I Hawk, Private Eye, operator of the Hawk Eye Detective Agency. That's pretty cute.
Look, Wendy, why don't you go home? I told you I'm busy.
How'd you like to be busier?
What's that supposed to mean?
You want a case? Huh? I got one.
Well, okay, let's hear it.
You know that old fellow, Ben Bauer?
The hermit? What about him?
Either he's disappeared or something's happened to him.
How do you know?
That cabin of his down in the creek?
Yeah, what about it?
Get your skates, I'll show you.
Now look, I thought you were going to tell me.
Get your skates, I'll show you. I was out skating, see, like we're doing now.
And you came to Ben Bauer's cabin up ahead like we're doing now. So what? Get to the point.
Wait till we get a little closer.
Okay.
Now, what do you see?
What do you mean, what do I see? I can see his shack there in the bank. Trees all around it. A lot of snow.
And that's all?
Well, no smoke coming out of the chimney and no light inside. So maybe Ben's gone off somewhere. Or maybe he's just asleep and let the stove die out. Or...
Look again, Hawkeye.
Uh-oh. The snow.
Right on, Sherlock.
No footprints in the snow or paw prints either, as far as I can see. So he and his dog must be in there. At least they haven't been out today.
Not just today, dimwit.
Hey, you're right. It stopped snowing 3 days ago. Holy cow. So he hasn't been out of his shack in 3 days. Do you realize what this means? If the poor old guy hasn't stirred out of his cabin in 3 days, he could be... Well, he may be dead.
Wonder if we can see inside.
No, not likely. Why, those window panes are patched, especially with the curtains in the way.
Can you see anything?
No, nothing. Which leaves the door.
Is it open?
Well, search me. Not like they always say, there's only one way to find out. Mr. Bauer? You in there? Mr. Bauer? Well, does that satisfy your highness?
I guess so. Isham, is this breaking and entering?
For crying out loud, we're not breaking in.
No, but this isn't our property, and I just want to know if we're breaking the law, that's all.
Well, how the heck do I know?
Well, your old man's in the police force.
He's a cop in the city, not here in Fairport.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I was just being silly. Go ahead and open the door, Aish.
Okay.
Oh, no one here.
Yeah, there's some matches on the table. Wait till I get that candle lit so we can see better. Well, it's empty, all right.
Gosh, this place is neater than I expected.
Well, he was an old seafaring man. I guess they learned to be neat aboard ship.
Even his bunk's made.
Yeah, left everything ship-shape.
You sound like he was never coming back.
Well, if it's been 3 days, maybe he isn't.
Isham.
What's the matter?
On the wall behind you.
It's tacked up a paper.
Some kind of sign.
Or message. Wait a minute. It says, "This is the end. It's the deep six for old Ben."
Oh, my gosh.
His last message.
A suicide note.
Yeah, like he was about to go out and drown himself.
Which he could have. Before this last snow and cold wave, the creek wasn't frozen very solid.
That's right. He could be under the ice right now. They won't even be able to find his body till the ice thaws.
Oh, golly.
And his old bulldog, Pooch Bandit, could be down there with him.
And that awful-looking picture on the top of the paper makes it all the worse. Makes the message seem so final. A skull and crossbones.
Yeah, with a patch over one of the empty eye sockets.
Aish.
What's the matter?
Listen, I think someone's coming.
You're right.
Maybe it's Ben.
No, it's not slow enough. Ben's old. He doesn't stride that firmly. Someone's trying to look in the window.
Get back against the wall.
He's going around to the door.
Could it be the police?
A cop wouldn't try to peek in.
Let's not answer.
What's the point?
We'll just hide till he goes away.
Don't be silly. He's seen our tracks, and the candle's burning.
No, don't open...
Well, I'll be. What are you two doing here?
Well, who are you, mister?
The name's Slade, if it's any of your business. Where's Ben?
Well, maybe you can tell us.
I don't get smart with me, kid. And I asked you a question.
Get your hands off me.
I said, where's Ben?
You leave him alone.
Shut up. And let go of my arm, sister, before I belt you one.
Then you let go of my friend.
I'm warning you, brat.
Yeah.
Put that broom down, kid.
And you keep your hands off of us.
Okay, you're asking for it.
So are you.
You really put him down, Aish.
Hey, you little punk.
You all are right there, mister. Don't come at us again. I'll break this broom handle over your skull.
I believe you'd do it, too. Tough guy.
Yeah, you bet I'll do it.
Okay. You made your point. I got no quarrel with you two anyway. It's Ben I come for.
But you can see for yourself he's not here.
Okay. When he comes back, you tell him Slade was here. And give him this card. Here, I'll leave it in here on the table.
The Ace of Spades.
That's right. And tell Ben it ain't no good trying to duck me. Tell him he can run, but he can't hide.
You were really great, Aish. The way you stood up to him.
Well, you weren't bad yourself. I'm glad you were along.
Thanks. But that card he left for Ben, the Ace of Spades.
Yeah.
The death card.
And that's not all.
What do you mean?
Didn't you notice what's on the back of it?
Oh, a skull and crossbones with an eye patch.
Just like on Ben's suicide note.
Hey.
What's the matter?
The picture in the background, behind the skull. Sort of like a castle.
What about it?
There's something familiar about that building.
Familiar? How do you... Wait a minute. Those funny little figureheads around the roof. The old Penfield place on the edge of town.
Right. That's it. Gargoyle Hall. This picture looks just like it.
Uh-oh. That reminds me of something else.
What?
Something Mark Anson told me about Gargoyle Hall.
What does he know about it?
Well, his father's in real estate, remember? They've been trying to sell that place ever since the last Penfield died.
So?
Well, Mark told me that on Saturday, one of those figureheads broke off the roof gutter and came crashing down.
Well, what if it did?
Haven't you ever heard the stories about the hall? There's an old superstition that if one of those gargoyles falls, it's a sign of bad luck. It means something terrible's about to happen.
You believe that?
Well, I don't know, but don't you see, this happened on Saturday, the first day of midwinter vacation, and also the day of the big snowfall.
You're right. The day Ben Bauer must have disappeared.
Gargoyles. Those fantastic figureheads on Notre Dame and other medieval buildings. Some even right here in our own country, like the ones on Gargoyle Hall. And now one of those stony monsters has broken off and fallen, which may spell trouble ahead for our detective team, Isham Hawk and Wendy Hill. I'll return shortly with Act Two. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. Outwardly, this old world may seem a pretty humdrum place, but who knows how many teasing and unsuspected mysteries may lie all around us. Our young detective, Isham Hawk, and his partner, Wendy Hill, have just stumbled on a butte. A mystery involving an old hermit named Ben Bauer, who seems to have disappeared, a toughie named Slade, who's looking for him, and an old mansion called Gargoyle Hall. The kids have just been searching Ben's cabin on the creek.
Come on, let's get out of here, Wendy.
Suits me. This place is giving me the creeps.
Yeah.
Think we should tell the police?
I don't know. I don't much want to, but I guess we'd better.
Think they'll hassle us?
Chief Norton might. He's always sort of sarcastic.
I should think he'd be friendly. Your dad's a cop.
Well, that's just the trouble. I think it makes him feel like a hick, because Dad's a lieutenant in a big city force.
Hey, Ish.
Huh?
Get a load.
What's the matter?
The car had stopped. A lady's getting out.
Some lady? Looks more like a pro lineman or a female wrestler.
Hey there, you kids!
You calling us, ma'am?
You're the only kids in sight, aren't you? Tell me, is that Ben Bauer's cabin?
Yes, ma'am, but he's not there.
Yeah? How do you know?
We were just looking for him ourselves.
Yeah, maybe he won't answer the door for kids.
Oh, no, he's definitely not there.
You what? You went inside?
Yes, we did.
What's the big idea? What right have you brats got to go poking into Mr. Bauer's cabin?
We were afraid something might have happened to him.
Who are you, anyhow?
Never mind who I am.
Well, then don't come around here hassling us. Whether you believe it or not, we were worried about Mr. Bauer. In fact, we still are. There's a chance he may have done away with himself, maybe by jumping in the creek.
Oh, fat chance. I'll soon find out where he's gone, and if anything's been taken. I'll report you two to the police.
You won't have to. We're about to report ourselves.
Well, well, but isn't our junior Sherlock?
Wendy and I'd like to talk to you for a couple of minutes, Chief Norton, if you can spare the time.
Oh, sure, I can spare the time. Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what can I do for you? Oh, by the way, Isham, how's your old man? Is he still keeping crime low in Big Town?
Well, trying to, I guess. What we came to see about was Ben Bauer.
Ben Bauer? What about him?
He's disappeared.
What do you mean he's disappeared?
He's gone from his cabin. So's his dog. They haven't been there since it snowed.
So maybe he hit the road for a few days. Maybe he wanted to change the climate. I could use one myself.
There was a note stuck up on the wall. It said, "This is the end. It's the deep six for old Ben."
No kidding. He wrote that, did he? Now, that sure doesn't sound like Ben. It's a funny thing, though.
Well, what's funny about it?
Well, there was a dame in here just before lunch. A lady, I should say. She was looking for Ben.
Kind of big and husky?
Yeah. Talked like a football coach. Did you see her?
She came to Ben's cabin just as we were leaving.
Well, I told her that's where he lived.
Who is she? What does she want with him?
Well, she claimed she had a message from one of Ben's old shipmates. And it might be worth plenty to him. She said her name was Mary Dorp.
She was lying.
Lying? How do you know?
The initials on her purse were E.K.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, how about that? Pretty sharp eyes you've got, young lady.
A detective has to keep her eyes open.
Her eyes? Oh, yes. Well, anyhow, that's not the only time Ben's name has come up lately.
Well, when else?
Well, it was in last week's paper. Sergeant Vannuzzi remembered seeing it in the Fairport Herald. Yeah.
What is it, an ad?
Yeah, read it.
It says, anyone having information on the whereabouts of Benjamin Bauer, please call this number. 313 area code.
In Michigan, around Detroit.
Well, did you try calling it?
Yeah, no answer.
Oh, a guy named Slade came looking for Ben, too.
Did he say why?
It sounded like trouble. He left an ace of spades on the table.
Well, maybe that's why Ben split.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, what would you suggest?
Offhand, I've no idea.
Offhand, it makes two of us, sweetie.
Now, for all we know, we're wasting our time bicycling all the way out here just to see an empty gargoyle hall.
Think we can get inside?
Well, inside the grounds, at least. The gate was taken off a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I see.
Uh-oh, hold it. Someone's coming out of the gatehouse.
Oh, it's Mark Anson's mother.
Oh, Aisha, Wendy.
Hi, Mrs. Anson.
Hi.
What brings you two out here?
Well, Mark told me about one of the gargoyles falling off the roof Saturday, so Wendy and I thought we'd come and take a look at it.
I've never seen one up close.
Oh, of course. Feel free. They are rather interesting. You know, the thing rolled down the slope. It's right over there. Oh, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go back in the gatehouse.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you.
Gosh, what a break.
Yeah, no chance of getting in the house while she's here.
She can eye us through the gatehouse window, so don't go making any faces.
Well, at least we can see the gargoyle.
Aish, look!
What do you know? The gargoyle's got a skull head.
With an eye patch, just like on Ben's note.
And on that card Slade left.
Uh-oh. Mrs. Anson just came out of the gatehouse again.
Oh, horrible looking thing, isn't it? But fascinating.
It sure is. I always heard it was bad luck if one of those things fell off.
Well, so they tell me. And it must be true.
How come?
Well, the day after it happened, my husband sprained his ankle. And now he's hobbling around on crutches.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So he's stuck at the real estate office, and I'm stuck with handling all the last-minute details before the new owners get here.
But were they acquainted with old Mr. Penfield?
Oh, no. Complete strangers. Just saw the house advertised and bought it.
Mrs. Anson, did Mr. Penfield know Ben Bauer?
The handyman who lives down the creek?
Yes, ma'am.
That's an odd question. What makes you ask?
Well, we saw a picture of Gargoyle Hall in Ben's cabin.
Matter of fact, it's strange you should bring up his name. I've wondered myself, but they must have known each other. The lawyer who's handling the estate told me Mr. Penfield left Ben a bequest in his will.
You mean some money?
No, quite a weird sort of bequest. The will said Ben was to get the eyes of Vishnu.
The eyes of Vishnu?
What's that?
Well, the lawyer didn't know either. He had to come and search the whole house. Finally, it turned out to be a book. some sort of practical joke.
Say, are you busy this vacation week, Isham?
Well, not really. Why?
Well, a thought just occurred to me. How would you like a job as security guard?
Here at Gargoyle Hall?
Yes, at night. Till the new owners move in, say from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., we'd pay your usual rate.
$2 an hour.
Fine. Let's make it $25 a night.
Oh, great. But what am I supposed to guard against?
Oh, pranksters and vandals. You could stay in the gatehouse. There's a heater in there and chairs and a phone. If anyone does turn up, just call the police.
Okay, swell. Wendy.
Hi. How goes it, Watchman?
Oh, okay. Well, how'd you get here?
On my bike.
But it's after 10.
It's Friday night. No school tomorrow.
Oh.
Look, have you got a key to the mansion?
Well, yeah. Mrs. Anson left me one.
Been inside?
No, not yet. I thought I'd wait later. Why?
Guess what I've got here in my parka.
A book. Holy smoke, not the one that Mr. Penfield left to Ben Bauer.
Right on.
Eyes of Vishnu. When did you get it?
Before supper, right after we left here.
You went back to Ben's cottage all by yourself?
Natch, and there it was, on the shelf by his bunk, along with some old paperbacks and a 1972 almanac.
Let's see. Hey, the pages are blank.
Tricky, huh?
To say the least. Now, why would old Mr. Penfield leave Ben Bauer a book with blank pages?
Precisely the question I asked myself, Watson. And, Aish.
What's the matter?
Take a look, out the window.
At what?
That light in the upstairs window of the mansion.
What light?
Right Well, I'll be darned. There was a light up there. I'm sure I saw one.
You mean a room light was switched on?
Not that bright, just a gleam. It was moving around.
Well, you're imagining things. Probably just moonlight reflecting from the window.
Hmm. Well, maybe so.
Now, what were you telling me about this book?
Like you said, why would old Mr. Penfield leave Ben a book with blank pages?
Well, I give up. Why would he?
Well, first I figured we should make sure they really were blank. So I went through the whole book, page by page, and checked every one.
So?
Try this page with a bent down corner.
Hey, there's some really tiny lettering on it, but I can't make it out.
Here, use this magnifying glass.
Oh, thanks. Gargoyle Log 5868. What's it mean?
I'm expecting you to tell me. After all, I found the notation. The least you can do is decode it.
Okay. Gargoyle. That must refer to Gargoyle Hall, or maybe one of the gargoyles on the roof.
Maybe the one that fell down.
Wait. Log. Log could mean a ship's logbook.
Yeah.
And 5868 could be the date of an entry in it. May 8th, 1968.
Isham, you're brilliant. You're a genius.
Yeah, but what ship?
Mr. Penfield's yacht, obviously. Don't you see? If Gargoyle stands for Gargoyle Hall, like you said, that must mean the logbook's right here at the mansion.
You're right. Now, if we could just see that entry in the logbook, it might clue us into the whole mystery.
Come on. We're going in the mansion and find that logbook right now.
Well, Wendy's a young lady of spirit. We'll have to give her that. But what about that light she saw, or thought she saw, moving around in one of the upstairs windows? We'll find out more when we return for the exciting conclusion of today's adventure.
This is
the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. We'll return shortly. And now back to our suspenseful adventure. Our private eyes, Wendy and Isham, may be on the verge of cracking their first big mystery involving Gargoyle Hall and the disappearance of an old hermit, Ben Bauer. It's late at night, and the kids have just entered the spooky old mansion to look for the logbook of a yacht belonging to the hall's late owner, Wilbur Penfield. There's just one nagging little question. Are they as alone in the mansion as they think they are?
Now, how to find the light switch? Here it is. Wow! Dig the size of this place. Like inside a castle.
Even suits of armor and weapons? The whole bit.
Finding that logbook will be like hunting a needle in a haystack.
It won't be that bad.
Well, why won't it?
Well, I mean, you wouldn't put a ship's logbook just anywhere in a house.
Where would you put a ship's logbook in a house?
How about in the library? A mansion this big must have a library, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I suppose. Come to think of it, there could be more than one logbook, and like maybe one for each year.
I bet you're right. Hey, aim your flashlight through that door over there.
All right. Yep, that's the library. Boy, talk about the Library of Congress.
Books on every wall.
We could spend hours just searching this room alone.
Not if we do it systematically.
Like how?
You start here, I'll start over there. Hey, what do you imagine a ship's log would look like?
Well, big, but not very thick. Well, you know, like a ledger.
Aish, I think we've hit the jackpot. Look there on his desk, between the bookends.
Like ledgers? Holy smokes. That's what they are. Log of the yacht Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger. You know what that means?
Sure. A pirate flag, the skull, and crossbones.
Like that skull with the eye patch.
Hey, you're right.
Which could also explain that stationery Ben wrote on.
And the playing card Slade left.
They both came from the yacht.
Right. Maybe everything aboard had the yacht symbol on it.
Which also means Slade and Ben must have been shipmates in the yacht's crew.
You're really grooving, Wendy. But let me find that log for 1968.
Here it is. Oh, no. The page for May 8th is torn out.
Oh, somebody beat us to it. Hey, did you hear that?
Sure did. Like footsteps upstairs.
Must be somebody else in this house, Wendy.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever it is, we're going to find him.
Aish.
Well, I'm going to look. You stay down here.
No, I'm coming with you.
If we heard right, the sounds must have been coming from this bedroom. It's right over the library.
Oh, gosh.
A dog under the bed.
Why couldn't you keep quiet, Bandit?
Come on out from under there, both of you. Come on now, come on.
Ben, what are you doing hiding under there?
Well, I'm in fear of my life.
From home, Slade?
Ooh, you mean Ike Slade? Is he in town?
A big guy with a broken nose.
Oh, that's him. Oh, blimey, that makes two of them after me.
Who's the other? A woman?
How'd you guess?
Hefty build, bossy type, initials E.K.?
Yeah, that's her, Ethel Katzmuller.
She claims to have a message from one of your shipmates. Says it could be worth plenty to you.
Oh, that lying witch. She's the worst of the two.
And that's why you hid out here and left that suicide note, just to duck her?
Well, where else could a poor old seaman turn?
Well, why'd you pick Gargoyle Hall for a hideout?
Well, I knew old Mr. Penfield. He always had a soft spot for me. I used to be boasting on his yacht, the Jolly Roger.
What about that book he left you, The Eyes of Vishnu?
You know about that book, do you?
Not only know about it, I've got it right here in my parka.
Oh.
So, Ben, why don't you come clean and tell us what this is all about?
Okay, I'll tell you. In 1968, we was cruising in the Indian Ocean. And Mr. Penfield, he'd picked up this boozy old bloke in Singapore, some broken-down professor named Dorp.
That's what Ethel Katzmuller said her name was.
Oh, that was just a trick trying to lure me off guard. Anyhow, one night this Professor Dorp mentioned something called the Eyes of Vishnu. And right away, everyone in the crew got the idea we were on a treasure hunt. Especially Ike Slade.
Were you?
Oh, who knows? One afternoon, we anchored off the island of Ceylon in a jungle cove, and Mr. Penfield and Professor Dorp went ashore in a dinghy.
What for?
They never said. And they came back late at night when the crew was asleep, which gave Slade the idea they'd found whatever they was looking for and wanted to sneak it aboard without being seen.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. The yacht was laid up that winter in a yard in Marseille, and we never took any long cruises after that. And a few years later, Mr. Penfield sold a Jolly Roger, and we got paid off. And that's the last any of the crew saw of each other, far as I know. At least till I saw Slade in New York last fall.
Did he threaten you?
Well, not exactly. But he'd found out that I'd settled in Fairport, which gave him the idea I was chummy with Mr. Penfield and might come in for a share of the treasure.
And that's what brought him here?
Sure, he probably read about Mr. Penfield dying, so he figured I'd collect in his will.
Did you expect any sort of bequest?
Mr. Penfield did kind of hint that he might leave me something, but he was such a joker you never knew when to take him serious. Like that attic window.
What window?
He pointed it out to me once. The window right over the skull head gargoyle. And he said when he died, he'd leave that open for me in case I ever needed shelter in a storm.
So that's how you got inside.
Yeah.
But how did you climb up there?
By that tall oak tree near the house. Only when I climbed up and swung over onto the roof, I broke the gargoyle. It must have been cracked from frost, I guess.
So that's how it happened to fall down.
Yeah, scared me out of my wits. But I got inside okay.
Look, Mr. Penfield showed you how to get in the house and left you this clue. It must stand for something.
Well, maybe so, but you said the page was tore out.
Sure, but that in itself could mean something. Like maybe he wanted to draw your attention to the date. In the log, the day before was a Saturday.
So May 8th must have been a Sunday that year.
Second Sunday in the month, which would make it Mother's Day, come to think of it.
Mother's Day? Well, blow me down.
Huh?
That means something.
Yeah, it was Mother's Day when they went ashore in Ceylon. He always held his mother in high regard, Mr. Penfield did. Even had her picture in his stateroom.
Well, what about in his house?
Blimey, you're right. There's a framed picture of her down in the basement. Maybe the same one. Bandit and I spotted it yesterday when we was poking around. I remember thinking it was an odd place for a painting.
Come on. We're going down and take a look at that picture.
There it is. There's a picture.
Hanging over a workbench. That does seem a funny place.
Let's see what's underneath it.
Oh, just a hook. Hey, no, wait a minute. That's not a hook.
It's a lever.
Yeah, I'll pull it.
Get back. The workbench is moving.
The whole wall's opening up.
And a light switched on automatically. Look.
A little stone room. With scenery painted on the wall.
And look there in the corner.
There's a package wrapped in oilskin.
With a label.
For Ben Bauer.
Oh, gosh, open it.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled. A curved sword.
And look at those two big emeralds. One at each end of the hilt.
Those jewels must be the eyes of Vishnu.
Well, I'll take that. Oh,
Slade! Wait.
Keep that mutt back. Before I put a bullet in him.
Easy now, boy. He's got a gun.
I'll use it, too. That mutt comes snapping at me. That's better. So we finally got our hooks on the treasure after all, eh, old-timer? Too bad you won't be able to share it with me.
What do you think you're going to do, Slade?
You'll find out. All right now, all of you, get over in one corner. Or I can keep an eye on you. Go on, move it.
All right.
Okay.
That's better. Now then, I'll just reach up to that picture hook with my free hand and...
Lights out, folks. Nighty night, Lord.
A I hate this darkness. Can't you turn on your flashlight, Ish?
Wait till I get out of my pocket. There we go.
Oh, this place is airless. We could suffocate.
No, not for a while. We'll be okay till morning, I think.
Oh, sure we will.
So what? Even if someone comes, how can they hear us?
Wait a second. Something just occurred to me.
Yeah.
If old Mr. Penfield had such a tricky, far-out imagination, there must be some reason why he had this scenery painted on the walls.
Yeah, that figures. Does it mean anything to you, Ben?
This scenery? Nope, not to that. Ooh, vast, belay that, you're right.
Well, what is it?
It's that jungle cove in Ceylon where we anchored when Mr. Penfield and Professor Dorp went ashore to get the eyes of Vishnu.
Where exactly did they go?
Well, now, let's see, in the picture, it would be right about there.
Oh, the wall! It's opening.
Ben, you must have touched a button.
I'll be. A flight of stairs.
Oh. And more light, thank goodness. Come on, let's find out where it leads.
Well, upward, that's the main thing.
Double, thank goodness. At least we won't be buried alive. Here's a door, a great big one. And what's this taped on it?
It's an envelope.
Addressed to Ben.
Oh.
Here, see what it is, Ben.
Oh, it's some kind of legal fiddle-faddle, a codicil to Mr. Penfield's will, whatever it is. Here, you read it, honey. I just want to get out of here.
Well, try pushing that button by the door, Ben.
That should do something.
Eureka!
Thank heavens, we're back in the library.
Well, look, it was one of the bookcase sections that opened.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Ethel. Oh, my bells and binnacles.
Father?
You mean she's your daughter?
Well, I guess that's what you'd call her.
Now, what in thunderation are you doing here, Pa?
Hiding out, if you want to know the truth. I was just about to ask you the same.
Well, I figured I might find you skulking around here. That's why I came after dark. And good thing I did, too. I ran smack into some burglar. He was making off with an old sword from the house.
Holy cats, that must have been Slade.
Well, what happened to him?
Oh, I belted him one with my purse and finished him off with a shudo karate chop. Got the sword, too. And now I'm taking you home with me, where I can keep an eye on you and take proper care of you.
Oh, not if I can help it, you're not.
Actually, he won't be living in that shack on the creek from now on anyway, Mrs. Katzmuller.
I won't?
Why not?
Because this paper is a codicil to Mr. Penfield's will, and it bequeaths this whole mansion to your father with a fund so he can maintain it as an old seaman's home.
Hey, well, Father!
Did you hear that, Ethel? So this is my roof you're under, and from now on, I'll thank you to behave with a little more respect toward your distinguished seafaring parent.
And speaking for us distinguished private eyes...
I guess this wraps up our first case, partner.
Well, if the Penfield Mansion is about to become a retired seaman's home, it looks as though Ben Bauer may not be the only old salt to drop anchor in Fairport. And every seafaring gent who settles there may bring his own thrilling adventure yarn to add to our store of tales. Maybe even a new case to challenge our young sleuths, Isham Hawk and Wendy Hill. I'll be back shortly. One final word about our story, The Eyes of Vishnu. If you've listened carefully, I think you'll agree that it's wise not to go poking into spooky old mansions at night, or snooping down in dim, cobwebby cellars, or worst of all, climbing in attic windows over gargoyle-studded roofs. Oh, I don't say you're bound to wind up trapped in an airless crypt, but you might just break your neck.
Our cast included Mary Flersham, Jack Grimes, Bryna Rayburn, and William Griffiths. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.